thanks again for joining us. One of the top coaches in the world right now. thanks for joining us, Ryan. I really do appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
First of all, we wanted to ask you this important question. How did you get involved in this fun and exciting adventure they call coaching?
Well, I had a kid. Well, my son turned, I think it was back 7 years ago, and he was in Future Stars, and they needed some volunteers to coach, so I stepped up and got involved and love it, and ever since then I've been sticking at it and been coaching 7 years now.
It seems like a lot of fun, and what have you gotten out of this experience so far? Must be a lot of good things, I'm sure.
Oh, it's been great. Like I said, I've been with the same group of kids off and on for 7 years now. So I've got to see them grow as a group, right from learning how to skate. Now we're right up into full-blown hockey and, you know, skills and strategy. You know, we're right into the game now. But it's been pretty cool to see them develop all the way through.
That's pretty cool, and you know, you get to see them go from where they start to where they are now. And of course, there's going to be a lot of challenges along the way, and I'm sure there's been a few that you've encountered. What has been your biggest challenge so far?
I'm going to say probably staying fresh as a coach and developing along with the players, and always coming up with new drills, coming up, you know, new game plans, growing as a coach. As the player grows, you've got to get better as a coach and know more about the game and be able to teach them more to keep developing the players. I'd say that's the biggest strategy. But I've been alongside some really good coaching staffs along the way too, and assistant coaches, and got to coach with other successful coaches that have helped along the way.
And, of course, much like with anything, you'll have people coming up to you asking, you know, I want to become a coach. And much like you did with your current business, you know, I want to get involved in this sort of work. What do I got to do to get involved? What advice would you have for the younger crowd wanting to get into coaching?
I would say just get right into it. There's no wrong way about going about it. We're always looking for volunteers, you know, and if you're willing to put the time and volunteer and get out there and help, the coaching side will come along. There's different clinics and stuff you can go to. Well, yeah, you have to actually go to in order to be a coach. But I would say if you want to become a coach, just go ahead and get involved. It'll come.
And finally, I'm telling you, had one great season, and what are the accomplishments you're most proud of up to this point?
I'm gonna have to say taking that team we had last year all the way to the Ontario Championships. That was pretty cool. The whole season was awesome from start to finish. You know, we made it to the finals in every tournament we played in. We won a couple of them. We won the Eastern Ontario playoffs. We made it to the Red Hats. It's not all about winning, but to bring it all together after, like I say, a 7 year journey, it's pretty cool. It was pretty awesome. I think we can get back there again, but it could be a once in a lifetime experience for these kids. So it was pretty cool.
To hear more about Ryan Easton, you can check out our website at gannonakwaynow.ca.